So, Randy, bonus questions. What is, so you've just moved. This is now your little home neighborhood. Have you found your favorite restaurant? And what is your go-to order at that restaurant?
Well, we have this place close by called Down Low Chicken.
Down Low.
And they do Down Low, yeah. But it's in the far north. So, okay. But it's all sorts of fried chicken, super, okay. Super hot. Yeah, so I had, for the first time ever, I cried while I ate because it was burned my mouth.
How
so
is
bad.
That enjoyable? And that's your favorite?
Well, they have, I just was like, I guess getting a little bit too confident.
Adventurous,
I went up too high on the chart. So. But incredible flavor. Yeah, it's the place.
Is it all fried? Sure. It's all fried. Can you get like baked or like healthier versions, or it's just all
no healthy. There's no healthy. You can get fried chicken or fried chicken sandwich or fried chicken on waffles. That's it.
That's it. I love those restaurants because I have a terrible time trying to make up my mind what to buy half the time. And if there's only like three options, then it makes my life much easier. Cool, man. Down Low. We go on there when I come visit you.
Sounds great.
When there's planes again that fly out of Australia. What do you wish you had known when you started out?
When I started out?
Yeah.
Man, I think it's something I'm still trying to understand, but just to hold things openly and to find rest and enjoyment in each day.
I love it. It's the start of my day, it's the end of your day. There's this amazing Nepalese kind of parable that talks about that whole principle. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I'm not sure which one.
And I learned this when I was at OnSite a couple years back. You know OnSite, Miles Adcock?
Yeah, I went to OnSite as well last year.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Did you do Living Centered?
I did. It was incredible.
Holy cow. Is that not like in like one of your top like three most profound experiences of your life?
Yeah, I think it's why I was able to start Ally in a somewhat healthy way. Yeah, that was super huge. Yeah.
Oh man, we got to talk again, dude. I feel like there's a special bond between anybody that has done on site because that place changed my. Yeah, it had such a change in my life in so many ways. But the Nepalese story I learned while I was there was it kind of goes through this whole when someone loses something or tragedy happens in somebody's life in the village, people in the neighborhood, they go in and they take something else from them. And it's like this, it seems like this really cruel kind of like, what are you doing? You know what? Why on earth would you kind of go through this process of taking even and more things from them, and then like a few days later or a week later they all come and they bring something else? And it's this whole concept of like when you're holding on to this pain or this grief or this, and you know, in their culture I've probably butchered the explanation of how it does, but it really kind of emphasizes this importance of just living life with your hands open. Like if you don't, you're going to miss out on what could be even greater, what God or is wanting to show you through it and the gifts that are going to come your way. So anyways, made me think of that when you said that. I think that's a good thing to know, starting out something new. Don't hold on too tightly to it. What are you curious about right now?
What am I curious about? Man, that's a good question. I am, you know, we're in the middle of so much cultural tension and pressure on all sides. Mm. I'm trying to be really curious in this season and trying to learn as much as I possibly can. Mm. I think there's a danger in thinking, I found this, there's a danger in thinking that because you're aware of one area of injustice or you're living your life postured after a certain thing, that you maybe you know more than the average person in regards to something. And I'm just reminded over and over that there's so much that I have to learn. So I'm trying to really be, just I guess curious to the, like all sorts of conversations that are happening around me, people that I could thought that I could never ever agree with or have a conversation with. I'm trying to jump in on those conversations and learn, just to hear different perspectives. And I'm learning lots. So, I think that's been, where I'm at right now.
Awesome. The cool thing about when you're curious, it usually means you're in a posture or position to learn something, which usually means you're in a posture of humility. So I think it's a great thing to stay curious rather than to think you've kind of got it all figured out. And now is definitely a time, man, to be a learner. So much so. What's something you failed at recently?
Something I failed at recently. Probably, I think structuring time for my marriage. I think that's something that I've, been convicted of recently. As you can excuse away time for a lot of things, especially when you're in a startup mode or there's a million things going on, whatever. Just realizing recently that that's the area that takes a hit. And so, my wife's incredibly gracious and kind and understanding, but that's not an excuse. So I'm really learning that that's where I need to, recently. I mean, that's probably today. That's how recent that is. So I need to work on how I actually block out time for that relationship because it's a priority. So, and you can't have a lot of priorities, right? I think that's just a weird myth of our,
Man,
like,
say that again.
leadership and stuff. Like,
Oh my gosh.
there's no such thing as priorities. You have a priority. So, so trying to learn that, and fail forward, I guess is what they say. But
Yes. Oh my. Okay. That's huge, man. Thanks for that nugget of truth. You can't have a lot of priorities. Well, I'll wrap this up for you so that you can go and make sure you're home in time for dinner. Just two more questions, if I may.
Yeah,
Is there
absolutely.
anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
No, I don't think so off the top of my head. I think unless we want to talk for like another 10 hours, I
Yeah.
think. I don't know.
Good. That makes me feel good. It makes me feel like
Yeah, I
we
don't think
covered it well.
I jumped around.
There's no, I mean, there's not a lot of trivial things to talk about now anymore, is there? Sport's not on. Well, we could have talked about politics, but I don't think that would be is not a very maybe after November. We can have that conversation. No, glad we covered it a lot in this interview. And last question is, who has inspired you or someone that you look up to? They could be dead, they could be alive, could be a couple. But is there anyone that stands out?
Actually, there's two people that have been pretty formative for me. One, I think you've had him on here already, Bob Goff. I read his book when I actually really just struggling with my faith and wondering why I didn't see more people living out what I was hearing taught. And he just brought simplicity
So
to
much
a
simplicity.
lot of things, and I saw somebody that were acting out on it. And he's had a ton of influence. I'd say I am where I am today because I've seen how he's led and postured his life. And then I have a friend named Silvio that actually started our work in Nepal 20 years ago. He left everything with a couple $1,000 in his pocket,
Come
and
on.
he's been able to help 600 girls recover. And he just has a posture of incredible humility. And he said, "I'm the only thing I'm trying to be is a good dad." And yeah, his life taught me a lot about sacrifice and the things that are really important. So yeah, those two men, I think, have shaped the trajectory for me in the last decade for sure.
Oh man. Thank God for people like that, man. Oh, that's awesome. I got to interview a dear friend who had, I think, 25 years ago with 700 pounds in his pocket, moved to India and to work with street children, and probably much like your Silvio friend. And it's, dude, they make you feel like you're not doing enough. It's a good inspiration. But well, I'll let you go. Thanks, Randy.